The first time I sort of remember being aware of you on television was on the comedy panel show Gag Tag.
Oh, man, yeah.
What are your memories of working with the great Bob Monkhouse?
The thing about Bob Monkhouse, when I worked with him on Gag Tag, it's really weird. The first time we met, you know, it was he... There's a very weird thing with Monkhouse in that he knew material that I hadn't really been doing for long. He came up to me and he went, "Oh, there's a bit you're doing at the minute about minicab drivers on the moon that's really, really good." And it's maybe 2 months old. And I'm like, it's not, he's not been going to the banana in Ballymouth. And it's, Monkhouse just knew everybody who was connected with comedy. And there were people that used to go to gigs and kind of report back to him. He was extraordinary. He was a very, very clever at always keeping himself up to date. What Bob did was he had three writers, right? So he had Jez, who was young and one of Jonathan Ross's writers. Colin, who is an old... Colin used to write for Whoopee comic.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, we know Colin quite well. He's a friend.
Yeah. And John Junkin.
Yeah.
And so Bob used those three writers. And they would give him stuff, and he would take stuff. So Junkin was very sort of traditional, end of the pier like musical. Colin was just a really solid gag writer. Colin was just like he was like sort of the engine room. And then Jez was the up to date hip stuff, and Bob would take those three different kind of lots of stuff, and he could somehow blend them, and using that crazy mind of his, put his own spin on it. So what I learned from Monkhouse was that there's no shame in using writers for a stand up to do it. I personally don't do it because I don't know why. I've got some sort of block. I just can't. I have to do all my own stuff. But Bob used writers really creatively, but through their input, he developed his own very singular voice. He was brilliant. I mean, and incredibly encouraging of young comedians. One of Bob's favourite comics was a guy, I don't know if you know, do you know Kevin McCarthy? He used to be the man with a beard, he was known as. And McCarthy was probably Bob's favourite comic on the circuit, but Kev was very linear and just told very straight sort of jokes. So, yeah, I was just completely stunned by how sort of scholarly Bob was about the world of comedy, but just how much he knew about what people were up to at the minute. And also, there were comics out there, he said, the thing about comedians is they're always sort of, their worst enemy is themselves. They're always held back by their own kind of limited horizons. And he always, Bob said that, another one of Bob's favorites, and he said should be, have his own TV show and should be absolutely huge, was Billy Pierce. Monkhouse loved Billy Pierce, but Billy never kind of... Billy had a comfort zone he was happy in, and he never wanted to go out of that. And so, yeah. So Bob was a bit like, I don't know, really. I was always incredibly fond of him. If I ever saw he was in a building, I'd always track him down. It was a very sad day when, you know, we lost Bob. But, yeah, great. A great bloke, really, yeah. Proper... And I tell you, who has very much sort of picked up his mantle is Jimmy Carr now. And Jimmy is writing about comedy, and Jimmy pretty much knows as much about, in the same sort of areas. Jimmy very much knows what your gag's like, what your style is like. And he's got a very, very kind of academic approach to comedy, in that he knows a lot. He's written books about it. So, yeah. Good lad.